here's a story from The World.
Mexico is really struggling with the coronavirus. It's got the third highest number of COVID-19 deaths in the world after the U.S. and Brazil. The Mexican government has also been slow to ramp up vaccinations for pretty much everyone. That even includes medical workers who say they're being overlooked. The World's Jorge Valencia in Mexico City has been speaking with doctors who are making a list of frontline workers who have yet to get a shot.
The list includes many general practitioners, like Dr. Maria Jose Diaz.
Today, I've seen three COVID patients. Today.
Diaz runs her own family practice near downtown Mexico City. On this particular day, her patients came in with a sore throat, diarrhea, fever.
Yes, I give them a rapid test, and now they are in their homes, and they are going to start the treatment.
Diaz had closed her practice for a few months at the beginning of the pandemic.
And then I realized that I couldn't live like that because I need the money. So I opened again my practice, and I realized that every patient is a suspicious patient.
So like any other healthcare provider, she wears N95 masks and goggles. And when vaccines started arriving, she waited. Then she waited some more and some more after that.
And then in the 1st of April, I remember perfect the date, I realized that my government didn't have any interest in put a vaccine in doctors that were not in the public service.
The Mexican government has skipped over tens of thousands of healthcare workers for a vaccine. It's not just doctors, by the way. It's nurses, technicians, office assistants, and cleaning staff. And that's because the government has officially prioritized only workers from public hospitals. On April 1st, hundreds of private practice providers stood outside of the Naval Academy in Mexico City, where the government stores vaccines. This government official tells the crowd there will be no doses for private healthcare workers. We want the vaccine, they respond. The group dispersed after several hours. Dr. Malaquias López Cervantes is a former official at the Mexican Health Ministry and now teaches public health at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
That's profoundly unfair and should not happen.
López Cervantes explains the government has designated public hospitals as the official COVID treatment facilities. But those hospitals were overwhelmed even before the pandemic, so private healthcare providers have also become important frontline workers. López Cervantes says Mexican political leaders are disregarding recommendations from the World Health Organization and their own scientists.
It's pretty disorganized. What we have in Mexico is not a plan for vaccination, but just a collection of ideas that come out of political convenience.
In other words, the government is winging it. So one group of doctors started making the list of medical workers waiting for a vaccine. Dr. David Berrones is an ophthalmologist in San Luis Potosí.
We did a Google form where we ask name, professional number of our degree, the license ID, our email, and all sort of things that we are aiming to count.
Berrones says more than 31,000 healthcare providers are on the list. But he says he thinks that's only a fraction of the real figure. He says in some cases, doctors are traveling to the United States where anyone over the age of 16 can now get a dose.
Lots. I can tell you that at least I know 20, 30 people who has done it.
But not everyone can fly to another country, Berrones says. Dr. Maria Jose Diaz and her office assistant in Mexico City can't either. They're both younger than 40, which by government rules means they won't be able to get vaccinated at least until the end of the year.
Today, I am angry. I'm no longer sad. Today, I'm angry.
Diaz says she believes the government skipped over them for political reasons. Mexico will hold congressional elections this June, and Diaz says President Andrés Manuel López Obrador wants to make a show at beginning vaccinations for the next priority group, the elderly. So Diaz and other private medical workers are taking part in civil disobedience.
I have to confess that I've been closing streets. I've been closing streets with many of my colleagues, so people realize that this problem exists.
Diaz says she will keep turning to the streets until the government gives them the protection they need to do their job. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.